Harmonia was the legendary project by Hans-Joachim Rudelius, Dieter Möbius and the Neu guitarist Michael Rother. Here we had Walkie Talkie from their 1975 release. The krautrock sound was heard all over Germany back in the 1970s. Bands and musicians tried to find their own sound. Combined genres created something that was noticed around the world. Next we had to Munich to Deuter and his song Soham. Krautrock was not just a phenomenon in West Germany, also in the former GDR, the German Democratic Republic, bands opened up to new ideas, sounds and creative music writing. Here are several examples of a fascinating and lively music scene from behind the Iron Curtain. Here are the Pudis from their 1972 album Hallo Nummer 4.
Kaltes Brot bleibt tot. Tag in fernen Bäumen. Im grünen Grund des Blättermeers. Und wie ein Lied aus dunklen Träumen. Und wie ein ferner Punkt warst du. Die Blumen tranken so viel Sonne. Sie schlossen ihre Kelche zu. Ich konnte nicht in sie hineinschauen. Und wie ein ferner Punkt warst du.
Yeah.
Skalden were a band from Krakow, Poland, recorded also in German. This was Ein ferner Punkt of their 1974 release, recorded in East Berlin. Finishing up today, Gruppe Wir with a song from their 1976 album, followed by the great East Berlin-based band City. I picked a song from 1976, Der Tätowierte. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. You can find the playlist and more at radiogoethe.org. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
Gilt unsere Sehnsucht alleine dem Meer?
Wenn dann die Möwen von uns scheiden, wird es eisig kalt um uns her.
Sehen die Zeichen auf Sturm. Dann wieder schließt sich das Meer und es schweigt.
Bis uns erreicht ein Ausschrei vom Turm. Wenn in der Ferne der Eisberg sich zeigt.
Zwischen Hafen und Tod. Jagen zu Wasser, wir Meilen und Zeit.
Nicht.
nicht gewollt. Seine alten Ideale und ihr Name brannten jetzt in seiner Haut. Da kann man nichts mehr ändern und es ist auch nicht mehr wahr. Oh, aber es steht nun mal da.
This is Radio Goethe on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Matthew.